I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
There's a guy in Minnesota got pulled over by the cops, had an outstanding warrant, and he must have had this bit planned for a long time, and it didn't work. He probably planned for it for a long time, think this is going to be great. When I pull this off, this will be legendary. Well, it didn't work. The cop in Dakota County, Minnesota, pulled a guy over this weekend who had the outstanding warrant for a drug charge, and the guy, when he got pulled over, handed the cop a Monopoly get out of jail free card. The cop said, "I appreciate your sense of humor, but you're going downtown anyway.
Now I'm doubling down on you."
Yeah. How about the go straight to jail card? How about that card instead of the get out of jail free card? How long did that guy carry that around in his wallet? One of these days, I'm going to get pulled over. I'm going to hand this to the guy. He's going to bust out laughing. We'll dap up knuckles, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
Didn't really work like that this weekend.
Welcome back to I Can't Believe It's News, Four Loko. It's been a while, but we got a Four Loko story. Now, Four Loko is the beverage that's alcohol and caffeine that they sell at the convenience stores. What a combination. You can get your fruit punch, the watermelon, the sour lemon. Oh, it's all good stuff there, the Four Loko. And it'll get you all juiced up, and it's got the caffeine in there. So you'll stay up all night doing crazy things. And that's what happened to this 20-year-old guy, Daytona Beach, Florida, who was arrested Saturday after he stole a boat from a marina and then later crashed that into Daytona Beach, crashed with no one aboard the boat. This guy broke into the marina and boat works shortly before 4:45 Saturday morning. Stole a 36-foot boat named the Ethel Jean. And then the boat later plowed into the beach, into Daytona Beach, at full speed, again, with no one aboard. Officers found paperwork on the boat that indicated it was being stored at the marina for repairs. Yeah, but how did they find out it was this guy that did it? Because there was nobody aboard. Well, they found a pair of tan pants containing a cell phone and wallet with this guy's driver's license in it. So police went knocking on his door, interviewed him on his porch, where he told investigators, "Yeah, last thing I remember was drinking four Locos at the 7-Eleven across from the marina, so it could have been me. I don't know. I blacked out. Could have been him. It was him."
And finally, out of Florida, a man spent 90 days in jail after cops stopped him for driving without his headlights on. They searched his car, and they found some suspicious white powder in his car. Carlos Cash, no relation, walked out of jail last week, 90 days later, after lab results determined the powder in this handyman's car was actually drywall dust and not cocaine. He tells the police, he tells the news there that he repeatedly told the officers there the substance was drywall. But after running a check, they found he was on probation for marijuana and cocaine charges in the past. So they said a canine alerted that to his vehicle, and the officer's field test said, yeah, this is positive for cocaine. Well, the court records show that he was denied bond because that was a violation of his probation that he tested for the cocaine, and he'd already had the bum deal back from 2015. It took nearly 3 months for the lab results to get back.
3 months?
Which came back to say, 90 days. Came back to say, yeah, that's negative. There's no cocaine in there. That was all drywall dust. He spent 90 days in jail over drywall dust.
I can't believe it's news.
Tough.
If I'm this guy,
I'm mad as hell.
Well, he's probably screaming at the top of his lungs. I'm innocent. But I guess given his background, who's going to believe him?
Yeah.
I think we got to do better than 90 days on the return on the test.
Yeah, you got to have come back with that sooner than that. I bet he wishes he could have brought like his hacksaw or he's a handyman. He's probably got some of these tools.
Cut my way out of here.
Cut my way out.